Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and I'm waiting for the girls upstairs. There's rain on the roof, but there are too many mornings where the right girl is in Buddy's eye. So I'll take that one more kiss to Loveland or, Paris. Don't look at me. The road you didn't take is not chaos, but the story of Lucy and Jesse. Who's that woman? She's saying, you're going to love me tomorrow. Love will see us through. All I can say is live, laugh, love. God, why don't you love me, Blues? Joining us today are the usual beautiful girls losing their minds who are still here, including Kevin. Could I leave you, Jager?
Oh,
no,
that's
he
such
can't.
A good song.
Yeah,
and also I love the way you angrily said, "Who is that woman?"
I know that was the most amazing line reading ever.
Kimberly, our Broadway baby game master, an unofficial babysitter for the hour.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to do the pun on Broadway babysitter. But I decided to go all
yeah, out. I appreciate yeah. it.
And with us today is somebody who you may have seen on Broadway in Jersey Boys, Big Fish, Follies, or Hairspray. Maybe you saw her in The Tour of an American in Paris.
Maybe.
Well, you could definitely see her in hashtag Ages at the Stages. That's Rock of Ages at New World Stages as Sherry. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Kirsten Scott.
Yay! Y'all ready for this?
I'm not alone today. That was the best introduction I've ever had in my life.
This is your new bio.
Oh, my God.
Every
it's
program.
Been just yeah. in the playbill tonight.
Oh,
great.
Wow.
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. That was amazing.
Yeah. On your night off, it's in the playbill.
Oh, my. That's not my night. Oh, yeah, it is.
I just realized something.
Yes, tell me.
Is your character's name Sherry just so they can do, like, the,
Sister Christian. Oh, but her name is Sherry Christian, so also they can do, Sister Christian, know the time has come.
Oh.
Yes, my name is Sherry Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, they literally just picked those two names
from
for the
Detroit.
Best songs.
Yep. Yeah. So they can sing that.
So they can say, yeah. He's from Detroit. Yeah. Michigan. Yeah.
You can't see that we all held up our names.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for, like, once our, like, run, like, you know, we get a little bit further into our run, that we can have, like, a Sherry
an
off.
An
extended run through January 12th.
What?
That we can have, like, a Sherry off between the Jersey Boys and, like,
the, totally.
Yeah, it's, like, in the hallway.
Like, Sherry.
Yeah. Foreshadowing.
Oh, Sherry. Sherry,
oh, my
baby.
God. I would totally
Hold
watch this.
Hold on.
And you film it, like, the Michael Jackson, like, gangster, or, like, when they're, like, fighting,
yes.
like, the gang video.
Like, yeah. Is that Beat It?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Or just West Side Story.
Just go right. Wait, you know, let's go back West Side.
You can follow her on social media at KirstenScott_ on Twitter, and then Instagram is KBScotty.
And I have a confession to make.
Sure.
I suck at Twitter, so I kind of it's there.
So just go straight to Instagram.
Cool.
Will do.
The Twitter's there, but I don't think I visited it for a long time.
That's okay. Pictures yeah.
But
yeah.
We want to build your followers
on
your doors.
Instagram.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah.
Do your Instagram like still hooked up to your Twitter?
I do.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Sure.
So you're posting.
Yeah. I'm going to go check after this. You guys are like technologically dumb.
Well, on that note, let's
like
do, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
Well, I was having to decide.
You were deciding.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm drinking Milagro on the rocks. It's so good.
So am I.
You know what that's from?
Line the Bedrock.
Thank you. I'm great. Okay. This is great. Okay. Today just I had a radio interview and I had a clip-on earrings and I took them off to put like my cans on. And I was like, I feel like Vicky and Line the Piazza.
Because she does. Every time she answers the phone, takes off the earrings.
I love the old period movies where the women have to take off the earring for the phone.
That's my favorite thing. My grandma reminds me of my grandma.
Oh my gosh.
My grandma also had clip-ons. She never had her ears pierced, so she would literally unclip it and put the phone. I love it.
It's my favorite thing. It's like
bring it back.
I will. I'm gonna bring that back.
Every time you answer your cell phone, you have to take off.
Yeah. For all the times I'm actually on my cell phone.
Right, because people still call each other, right?
Yeah.
Every time you pick up a text.
Even a text.
Sorry, I'm just take the rings off. Take a break.
They're stalling my fingers
I'm
down.
I'm just undressing
Yeah,
on
I was
going
to say,
it's
a whole like, production number just to respond to a text.
That's okay, I'm just texting. It's fine. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so we're drinking the Milagro.
I'm
drinking Jack Daniels. It feels very on brand for my show.
Absolutely.
Because we have a bunch of Jack Daniels bottles in our bar.
Perfect.
At the show.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I got some kombucha from around the corner, and then I forgot I wasn't actually drinking.
Sure.
So we decided to see if the Bar Hill Honey Gin would taste good in it.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh.
Bar Hill Honey Gin from Vermont with
Tipsy
kombucha.
Tipsy and regular.
Ooh. I don't know how much I just put in there.
Because they are now, okay, I was saying this, they are now making spiked kombucha, and they sell it at Whole Foods, and I'm confused.
Wait, really?
Because...
Well, kombucha has always had what, like
naturally
0.25%?
Naturally occurring alcohol. But like,
it's fermented.
I drink kombucha because it's like good for my belly. I'm not like, I can't wait for that kombucha. Like, it's not
that
like...
Kombucha
like
buzz, you know?
Yeah, that kombucha buzz.
I know.
It's a weird buzz of drinking.
Do you remember, like, that 6 months where I was taking some... an acne medication so I couldn't drink.
Yes. I do.
No.
And I was just drinking kombucha when we were recording because I was like, it's kind of...
It kind of has like a touch
and it's
alcohol.
Fizzy.
Yeah.
So now let's see how it tastes with gin in it.
All right. This is the test. Again, Bar Hill Gin in kombucha. It's the honey one.
Honestly, it just kind of made the kombucha a little flat, but it tastes good.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
I'm
going to
put
right.
some ice in it, though.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. I'm thrilled to be here.
Here.
Off.
Yeah, so we have a couple questions to start.
Please.
What's your favorite musical?
That is such a hard question.
Just from the start.
Yeah. I know. Let's,
let's get right into
it. Let's get right into it. Like, let's narrow it down. You know what? I usually say Ragtime
sure.
because I did the show once. I want to do it again. My gosh, I want to do it again. Please.
Were you
do
mother
it again.
Or Evelyn Nesbitt?
Younger brother?
I was a very young mother. No, I was mother. I did it like 2 years ago at Algonquin Playhouse.
Sure.
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
a good theater.
And yeah, it was great. And I played opposite. Josh Young played Tate. And it was. Yeah, we had the greatest time. It was just magnificent. I had such a great time. But that musical to me, just like every time I see it or listen to it, it just kind of means something different for like where you are in your life.
Yeah.
And still so topical, which is so sad.
Well, a show like that is so wonderful because there are so many different plot lines.
Yes.
And like you said, I find myself as I get older attaching myself to different plot lines that mean more to me.
Yes.
Like sometimes the Bride Sucks World, the
yes.
Cole House plot line is more important to me. Sometimes I watch and I'm so locked into mother and Tata. Like,
yeah.
it really depends on where you are. It's so, and they're all equally as good
yes.
quality
yeah.
wise.
Yes.
So it's not like you're like, ugh, get back to this storyline
yeah.
already.
All the storylines, you're like, oh my gosh, what's okay? Oh my gosh, yeah. And I used to be obsessed with Evelyn Nesbitt, like in college.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, like now that I've been in the city for a couple years, I'm like, then I like switched gears and I was like, mother. So it's so
yeah.
true. And it's just, it's so well written. And that score,
so
it's
good.
Just sweeping and glorious. So. That's going to be my answer.
That's Good a great
choice.
Answer.
Thanks.
No, you grew up in Pittsburgh, you
I
said?
I did, yeah.
What was your first experience, you know, seeing a show that kind of was like, oh, I'm going to do that forever.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I actually, did I ever see a musical? I don't think I ever saw. I was a dancer growing up, so like I'd go to the Nutcracker every year, and
mm-hmm.
I'd see the Nutcracker, and then I was like in the Nutcracker, and I was like, this is awesome, but it's not really a musical.
Were you terrified
it's like,
of the Rat King?
Terrified.
Okay.
Always. even as an adult. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Let's welcome our extra guest, the Rat King.
As a kid, I saw the Rat King.
What a terrible surprise.
Terrible for a podcast.
Yeah. And we've been inviting him to every recording, hoping he would come
just
up.
Hoping that and this is it.
This is it.
It's like Matthew Broderick in Oh Hello.
Yeah.
Oh
that's
my gosh.
Incredible.
Oh.
So were you were a little ballerina?
So I was a little ballerina. ballerina. But I don't really remember seeing any musicals for a very long time until I started to like get into theater. I did a summer camp with a friend of mine. Was like, oh, my uncle runs a summer camp where you do like a show, and I'm like, okay. Yeah. And then I was obsessed. We did The Wizard of Oz.
Sure.
I played the Emerald City Guard, the titular part of the Emerald City Guard. You know.
Yeah.
Of course.
The Wizard of Oz. You know.
Yes. Exactly. That's
wicked.
But you know what? In my heart, that's the same. Yeah. It's the same person.
Yeah.
And little Kirsten played him with a mustache.
Play the wizard.
Oh, no, really?
That's no.
That's so cute.
But I did also play the Lullaby League and the Emerald City Guard. The whole league.
Wow.
It was just like me.
Wow.
I didn't need backup.
Yeah.
I was like, listen, y'all.
Yeah.
She's a league of her own.
I was. When is that going to be a musical? And how is it not been a musical?
And how do you get into it?
Really
and
do.
How do I get into it? Because I've cast it in my mind already a little
bit.
Would you
gosh. So when I was doing a show called Chaplin that used to be called Limelight at the La Jolla Playhouse.
Wait, were you in it?
I was in it at La Jolla, and then it moved to Broadway, and I was doing Follies at the time. And I feel like one night, it was either a dinner or at Black's Beach that like Rob McClure and Jen Colella and my husband Matthew Scott and I and like some of the other castmates and Sarah Edwards, we were like sitting there and we're like, oh my gosh, let's cast this musical and let's write it, because we were just like obsessed.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jen Colella would definitely be Kit. I was like,
oh,
duh.
Yeah.
Right? She would, yes. And I was like, Gina Davis. I was like, Sutton Foster, the Gina Davis role, whose name is?
Dottie Henson.
Rachel Dratch as Marla Hooch.
Great.
Oh, 1,000%! Guys, I did Minsky's with Rachel.
Hitter.
She is divine. She's so freaking talented.
Oh,
good. We have no other casting we'd like to announce at this moment.
Yeah.
but we're working on it.
Tom Hanks?
I mean, yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so whoever, young writers, please write that and make that a musical soon. Thank
please.
You.
It'd be great.
And yes, and thank you. Mm. I didn't cast myself in it, but I'm like, I'm going to be like on the sidelines watching.
Madonna?
Thank you.
<I'll take it. laughs> She's literally been waiting for that moment.
I was like, let me just
Spaghetti.
Then you have like a really beautiful moment where like you and Dottie are both singing like a duet when you're waiting to see if it's you about your husband.
Like, this used to be my playground. This used to be my
child. Oh my God, that's so amazing. What if I went to go catch a fly ball and suddenly my bosom's falling?
I love that. It's just
because
that
so much of that
so
movie
good.
Happens without the actual baseball that you could do it as a musical and like stage it and still make it exciting and have those fielding
just
moments.
Just like the damn Yankees dance numbers, but women.
But it could be so hot and so touching and so just.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd love to see someone Nelson. Really take on that staging because especially that last moment where Dottie.
Spoiler alert.
Everyone's seen
I was going to say like. Infer how you want from this moment.
Yes.
Drops the ball, loses the ball,
whatever.
That moment needs to be like directed very with.
That's
with
almost
purpose.
Like a Hamilton.
Yes.
The Hamilton, like the like with
like the
bullet.
Yes.
Like it would be like that kind of a moment, but with the
like
ball.
Or like Bright Star with like the suitcase.
Yeah.
Yes.
With the baby suitcase.
With a child inside.
With a child inside.
So it's not a baseball. It's a child.
It's a child and a suitcase. It's not a bullet. It's a metaphorical child in
we
a suitcase.
We play baseball.
Yeah, yeah. What's his name? With the chocolate face.
Oh my gosh.
Stillwell Angel?
Stillwell Angel.
I'm
no, it's that
this.
Kid from Stranger Things.
Without the teeth?
Matanzaro? Matanzaro?
Is it Into the Woods?
Was he Jack?
Yes.
He sounded great. Did you watch that Hollywood
I didn't
Bowl?
I didn't watch it.
He got like a lot of accolades like before Stranger Things for doing... He was Gavroche.
Yeah.
And like an incredible Gavroche.
Oh, so he's legit.
So yeah.
Oh,
like
yeah,
he,
and he did,
Didn't he do, wasn't he, Dodger
Oliver?
And Oliver somewhere?
Gatton.
But he also did when Godspell was on, they did, like, Godspell cast of 2040 or something, and they cast it with all of these Broadway kids that were, like, in Matilda and,
School of Rock or whatever.
School of Rock and all of that stuff, and they did, like, half of Godspell with like children, and he was Jesus.
Yes, I would follow him.
So you can watch that.
Yeah.
Wherever he may go.
Wherever.
Yeah.
When is that going to be music? Oh, no. Literally, as I said, I was like, it is a musical, you're dumb.
I've done that so many times where I'm like, this would be a great musical.
That would be a great musical.
That played in 2003.
Oh, my singer.
Wait a second.
I actually had that moment about Big Fish like the other day because I love that movie and that's like a cry movie for sure for me. Like when you just need all the feels.
Literally.
Like that lasts like 20 or 30 minutes with Billy Crudup talking to
Alfred. When he Robert
Finney. Yeah.
Albert.
I said Alfred, didn't I?
Yeah, that's
right. Albert. Like just that conversation where he takes on the storytelling part for his dad.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... I was like, this should be a musical. It is a musical.
It is a musical. It was a musical.
I didn't.
I did. I saw it.
You did? Yeah, I want to hear what you... I had to do... Someone asked me recently, like, what I thought went wrong, and I was like, now it's been, like, enough years that, like, I can, like, take that question without being like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious. Like, what did you think?
You played the Helena Bonham Carter character,
yes,
right?
Yes, I played Jenny Hale. So I was, like, his girlfriend who, like, waited for him, and then he went off and was like, oh, I forgot about you. I'll buy you a house.
Right.
Yeah. And in the movie, it was so cool because she was also the witch.
Yes.
Which, like, there was a cool original concept that, like, it was going to be the same character, and then it got split, and then...
Because I think they were going with the idea that, like, he only sees two women in his life.
Yes.
His wife, and then everyone else who is held upon Carter.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they didn't do that in the musical.
They
there was, like, a
character,
the woman played the witch.
And then there's also that, in the movie, that's also the weird part of the movie. Like,
it's hard to translate, yes.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I might not be the right person to talk to about this because I love the movie.
Yeah.
So...
We had the same book writer.
Yeah.
John August wrote the
book. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I just think...
So great.
I typically, and this may not apply to Big Fish, but typically when you try to stay true to the movie, the musical doesn't work. A la Amelie.
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
But a flip side, Beetlejuice works because it's not, for my taste, because it's not trying to be the movie, but it still is
like the essence
of
without,
the movie.
Sure.
Like, that stuff works for me. Because I can go home and watch the movie and cry, but I can also... But, so why am I paying $125 to rent something for $5 on Netflix, on iTunes?
No, that's legit.
And some of the songs are beautiful. Like, the whole sequence... with Frozen in Time, like, was spectacular. And, I'll pay any money to see Norbert.
I mean,
but, like,
yes.
But also, on the flip side of that, you know, I just wanted something to take the essence of it and adapt
and
it for the stage.
Expand upon it. Sure. We
don't take the word adapted seriously enough anymore. And I think that that's...
I would agree with that
100%. Absolutely. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, too.
No,
I was
okay.
Like, tell me what you think.
Yeah,
because,
And also, on the flip side of that, can't sing you one song back. I literally...
Who wrote it?
It was Andrew Lipa.
Lipa.
Yeah.
I can't sing one song back.
It was Bobby Steggert, right?
It was Bobby Steggert.
I really wanted to see it because it was right after Ragtime.
Yes.
And, like, that was the first time I saw Ragtime, and I was just like, younger brother's the lead.
Yeah. He's everything.
And I left the theater being like, wait, did I just see Big Fish? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was it like from, like, the inside?
Oh, my gosh. From the inside, when we did that first workshop, because I just... I booked the workshop when I was doing Follies, and I was like, and Big Fish was my first date with my husband. So, like, that movie to me was like everything.
Oh,
like, speaking of all the feels, like, we both cried together,
yeah.
And we were like, this is amazing. Like, the movie meant so much to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I'm in. And I got cast, and I was like freaking out. And then the workshop version was very much like this cast of characters, like, putting on a show in our backyard. Like, we had these amazing like puppets, and they had this amazing trick where they... in order to make the pool, because the water is a big theme in that, and obviously
yeah,
Big Fish, and they strung like string, like they'd run from one side of this the you know new 42 studios to the other side, and they had just like a piece of like fabric, and then like at different levels, and then the women would be like standing up and like beautiful, like Angie Schwartz, like doing like choreography with like her hands, and it looks like she's swimming, and it's like it was all like theatrical magic,
mm-hmm.
and it was like all these cool things, and I was like, oh, it's like a cast of characters like putting on like very Peter and the Starcatchery, and
yeah.
I was like, I'm in, I'm so in, and then. I feel like now that I've had like enough time to kind of grieve the show because it meant so much to me. I feel like if we would have kind of kept it small in that version, it would have worked on a different level.
That
like kind of like a cool black box version.
The best parts of Amelie for me were where it diverged from the movie and was doing its own thing.
Yeah,
but
cool.
Like and I wish that more musicals would do that essentially.
Yeah, and you know I've never been behind a table, so who knows like where when those decisions get made and like and who makes them and like what you know where musicals you know start to go on a different path. But like that workshop, I will never forget. Like when we ended the second act, when we ended the show, we had every single person in that room was just like in tears and was like, what just happened to me? Like it was, mm-hmm. it was like cathartic and, yeah, yeah. and visceral. And we were all like, oh gosh, we have a surefire hit on our hands. So it was, it's crazy how it goes from that to like,
yeah.
you know, the show closing in a couple months.
I mean, right. and I don't want to say, I don't think
but it changed
was
a lot,
bad.
You know, from like workshop to Chicago to
like,
Broadway.
I've seen bad stuff.
Oh,
like
no,
that doesn't even register on the bad scale.
It's just you.
It's just some things like hit with an audience
hit.
And resonate.
Yeah,
something.
Totally.
Absolutely.
And also like when you're so deep into something, you kind of can't see the flaws sometimes. Like, and
oh,
I still,
totally.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're like,
you've
seen
perfect.
It from. Yeah. yeah.
yeah. We're so good at it.
Start. Yeah, and you know what's being put into it, and like you just, yeah.
And
it's,
you
it's
know
a
where
whole...
something a moment started and mm-hmm. where it has landed, where an yeah. audience is coming in and just being like,
and it's like
that doesn't
happening?
Work.
And
it's like,
yeah.
well, if you knew what happened to
yeah.
that's
if you knew the backstory,
it really is like a magic because like you can even look at some of the shows that have closed in the past like month or two that did strike a chord. That really
yes.
did resonate with an audience and people loved it, but like there just wasn't that magic to keep it open. So
like I think like the prom.
Yeah.
I went to their last
I already
preview and I have never laughed
magic.
So hard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is happening? I'm crying and I'm laughing and I just had the greatest time.
So let's play a game.
I have a game of plot points.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Yay.
We haven't played that in a while, yeah.
Oh, plot
played
plot
a long
points.
Time. So I have in one pile which one's which.
Mm.
In one pile, I have a bunch of 80s movies.
Okay.
Okay.
And in one pile, a bunch of 80s pop songs.
Great.
Cool.
Why?
You know, just for like the 80s rock songs.
You think you mean or... Ages at the Stages?
Ages at the Stages. What is Ages at the Stages?
That's your
rock
hashtag.
Rock of Ages
That's
at Neural Stages.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Yeah.
So basically the idea of plot points is you will take one of each. You will try to sing the plot of the movie to the tune of the song.
Great.
Awesome.
And then we have to guess both of those.
I'm so excited.
Kevin, do you want to start?
Sure.
Okay, pick one of each.
Wait, who's guessing? We all guess?
Yeah,
we all,
yeah,
guess.
We all guess.
Okay, cool.
Okay. This famous actor dances into a room.
It's Take On Me.
Only wearing a white shirt and underwear.
Risky Business.
There
yes.
it is. Take On Me. Take On Me, Risky Business.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay.
That is the plot of the movie,
ooh,
weirdly.
I thought so.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
You ever see that movie?
No.
I haven't seen it either.
He like falls
he
in love with a prostitute.
Brothel.
Yeah.
Is that
what?
Rebecca De Mornay?
He
yeah.
falls in love with a prostitute. He starts a brothel.
He starts a brothel.
It's the same thing. That's what happens. And they're like,
These are children. Then they go into a cave.
Okay, it's Uptown
where
Girls
they
to
find
Goonies.
A pirate yeah. ship.
Yes.
Or Goonies to Uptown Girls.
Goonies to Uptown Girls.
Oh, you mean
Girl.
That film Uptown Girls?
To the song of Goonies.
That's a
you
movie.
Yeah. I love that
starring
movie.
Hilary Duff and her sister. Hayley Duff.
Yes.
Wait, what?
No, I thought
yeah.
Uptown
Wait,
Girls was Brittany
Uptown?
Murphy.
Yeah, isn't Uptown Girls Brittany Murphy?
Oh.
It's Brittany Murphy
she
and like Abigail Breslin.
Yes.
What's the one with the two Duff sisters?
The two. There's
child.
Two of them.
There's an older one.
Stop.
No, yeah. they did like a Lifetime movie.
No, they had like a legit movie out.
Are you talking about Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen?
No.
Haley and
we
Hillary.
We can talk all day about that.
I mean, my little brother was obsessed with their movies. Didn't they have like, so many of them.
Oh,
so
I watched
many
every
movies.
The
so
Perfect
many.
Man? No.
No.
No, that's with Hilary Duff and...
Lizzie McGuire.
Material
with
Girls?
Material Girls.
Girls.
That's it.
Material
they
Girls.
Play?
They moved to LA
yeah.
and get with the boys
Wrong
next
song.
Door.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're very vapid, but they like learn that vapidness is not all you
it's
should be
okay.
as a girl. Like...
They shouldn't
it's
just
really
be
powerful.
The material
yeah.
girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weirdly, that song might be in one of these piles.
I know, right? I know. I was like, okay, and...
All right, you're up.
Okay, oh my gosh. I recently just watched this on TV.
Great.
I love... Okay. Oh, they are in detention. And they have to be there
Breakfast
for
Club.
All day.
I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Yes,
Whitney.
Oh my gosh. This song is my childhood. I love this so much.
It's the story of a little boy being told a story in bed. Everyone loves this
the Princess
movie.
Bride.
Yes. Everybody loves it so much. Gotta love it so much.
Yeah, that's it. Sending around.
So we
got extra fingers. So it's ours. Mandy putting him.
Yeah, The Princess Bride, but what's the song?
Never gonna
give you up. Never gonna give. Never gonna give.
Never gonna give.
Rick Rolls.
That is what that song is.
Yeah.
I wrote it down and I was like, I remember this from something.
Yeah. I remember. Here. I'm not looking.
Right,
did you get one?
I got one. Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
Yep,
you did
I got it.
Big hands.
I'm just trying to remember how this
oh,
tune
gosh.
Goes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God. Okay. The tune is...
Did you say tune with a liquid U?
I did.
You better. You better get that liquid U, boy.
She is turning the age after 15. After 15. Yeah, and she is after 15.
Material.
After
15. 16 candles.
Yes.
For a second, I was like, robot song? Is that robot? Is there?
After 15?
Robots.
I couldn't, that's literally the only part of Material Girl I could remember. Great. Was the dudes going, Louis in the no material.
Material.
Hey, only it part. Worked. We got it.
It did work.
You know what? Yeah.
He's got a BB, gun. And
Christmas story is
I out. Do, do, with a bunny suit. Ooh. Do, 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 do. And he takes a slide after he sees Santa.
I have no idea.
Da, 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 da,
Come on,
da,
Eileen.
Da, da, da. Yeah. Okay.
I got it from. Da, 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 da.
I was like, the I thought it was the locomotion.
Yeah. Oh.
I thought I was like,
do loca, do loca, do loca, loca, loca,
motion. I was like, I've seen Beautiful, that's not from the 80s. You guys. Everything I know, I learned from musical theater. Yeah. You guys.
Yes, you do.
All my historical facts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't judge. It's true. It's a real story. It's how we know it's revolution.
Yeah.
I know.
1776 and Hamilton. All the history we know.
Oh my gosh. Industrial Revolution, rat time. Like, literally.
I also saw Amazing Grace, so I have that too.
Oh,
I saw the Pirate Queen.
Oh,
so.
I never saw that.
I saw the Pirate Queen.
Yeah.
I saw the Pirate King.
I saw
Pirate Queen.
Oh, Pirate Queen.
I saw Lennon, so I'm good.
Oh, perfect. You're good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
And I've seen Seussical, so whatever that is.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know all about elephants.
Yes.
Yeah, the things you can think.
Yep.
The things. All the things you can think.
And a cat.
Yeah.
And birds. Okay.
Don't put baby in the corner.
Dirty Dancing.
Or, oh, baby, we will go to that camp that I forgot the name.
The Catskills. It's Eternal Flame.
Yes.
Yes.
And the movie is
Dirty Dancing. Dancing.
Yes. Yes. Good work.
I was just trying to see how many times we can make you do that run. You bet a mix.
You bet. It's late, you guys. It's my day off.
They sang this song at the end of Stranger Things. It was the best part of the whole entire season.
Wake me up before you go, go.
Yes.
It's my favorite part in Zoolander.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh wait, Stranger Things. Wait, what's the movie, though?
Right.
Oh.
Did you watch the most recent season of Stranger Things?
No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't watched it either.
Because my husband's been out of town.
There's a giant dog. It's super flying. It's in a fantasy world.
Oh, never any story.
Yes, yes.
We both was.
I know this movie.
Oh, the never ending story. Guys, that was like, do you remember when the wolf got like stuck in that wall? I had nightmares for years.
That movie is incredible.
That movie is
incredible,
but also terrifying.
Terrifying.
You know what's bad?
And the whole part.
The second one.
Oh yeah, the second one's awful. But like when he has to like, say goodbye to his horse, and like his horse falls too deep in depression and can't get out. Like,
yes,
all of it is so adult that you're like, how did I watch this when I was eight?
Yeah.
Wait, I haven't watched it since
then. And
I
had
eight.
Nightmares.
Yeah, it's
forever.
Like they go through like go through a place that's like just makes you depressed and sad. And his horse literally stops walking and gives into the quicksand that's like mud.
Bog.
I was gonna say there is quicksand, right?
Because he's so sad, he just doesn't want to live.
Do you guys know that John Mulaney? That's a great thing to teach a kid.
That's what I said to kids.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Great. Well, let's ask you some more questions.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Cool.
Game.
Rock of Ages. It's an interesting show. Well, Kevin and I have seen it, this
yes.
version.
Yes.
It's an interesting show. Can you talk about, and you play, you're the lead, Sherry.
I am,
And can you talk about how they strengthen the female characters for this version and the script for today's audience?
Yeah, I think the greatest thing about bringing this show back 10 years later in kind of a much more awoke era, if you will, there is having a fully female creative team, both the director and the choreographer, Kelly Devine and Kristen Hange. They were very aware that the audience will be coming in with a 2019 mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So our book writer, Chris, kind of went on a deep dive and put some little, like, what he kept calling Easter eggs for, like, the fans that were coming back and for kind of a newer audience to kind of let the audience know that, like, they're kind of in on the joke, but also that we're aware of how, you know, crazy the 80s was and how it's a period piece.
Sure.
And, you know, the first image of girls very scantily clad and being like, nothing but a good time, that, yeah, that's, like, all good and well and that's fun. And this is, again, the 80s and it's a period piece. But they've added lines like when Sherry has to become a stripper. Sorry, spoiler alert. When her dreams of acting don't come true, the first time she has to strip and actually gets money, she's like, okay, I think that went well, but despite the demeaning fact of ending a dance by crawling on the floor to collect $6, I think that went well. So they're trying to kind of like add a little like wink, wink, nudge, nudge of like, we understand that this is not the ideal world. This is not the ideal situation. We're not saying like, the world should be more like Rock of Ages. We're saying like, hey, remember this little time capsule? Let's just like open it up and peer inside and go, oh, the 80s, things were crazy. People were drinking a lot. People were doing drugs. Rock stars didn't think that they had consequences. Like how fun to live in this world for 2.5 hours. But then we're also going to be very aware of like, let's close that lid back up and let's go on our daily lives knowing that like you need to respect women. And also like these choices that were made might not have been the best choices, but given the circumstances, this is the path that they chose. And and how in the end, you know, Sherry realizes that love kind of wins out over, you know, her fame-hungry grab that she's trying to get to, which is why she ends up sleeping with Stacey Jacks and why she ends up kind of making some bad decisions because she doesn't realize that, you know, maybe following her heart was the better decision rather than, like, fame. They definitely added some lines for like that to kind of strengthen the female characters. They also have if you can believe it, they've covered up some of the women a little bit more than they did in the original production. Some of the first images are not of women as scantily clad. You know, eventually we get there.
Sure, sure. Right.
Spoiler alert.
you don't start with the crescendo.
We don't start with it. It was definitely a process because we were talking as a cast, like, how are people going to come into this? Are they going to, you know, the way the world is today and how we can feel okay playing these characters without feeling like...
Sending mixed messages.
Giving, you know, the female empowerment, a disservice.
Sure.
And I would say from being in the audience that like the movement that you talked about, like having a female choreographer is very noticeable.
Yeah.
Just because like even when they're doing dancing that is like suggestive,
yes,
it is like powerful. And there's a lot of movement that is like there's never a moment that I felt like it was like a sexually submissive dance.
Yes.
It's a lot of power in every movement that a girl is making on stage.
Yeah. And the one thing that I remember this in the dance callback was Kelly was our choreographer, Kelly Devine. It was teaching us a choreography and a lot of girls were kind of like shy to like kind of really let their full selves like go fully into it. She's like, you guys, I understand it's 2019. I understand the world we're living in. She's like, but I think that the real issue is we need to feel powerful in our own bodies and be allowed to express ourselves fully as women.
Mm-hmm.
And men need to be able to deal with that and not abuse us, not, you know, violate us. And we need to be able to live to the fullest potential without feeling like we have to cover ourselves up. We have to, you know, hide our light under a bushel
or they're gonna, you know, abuse
right.
us.
Right.
And so when she said that, I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. Like, we need to fully be able to express, like, this is what I'm feeling in this moment. And she took that into, you know, we added a new number, Pour Some Sugar. Right. We added a new number, Def Leppard,
Get Us, gave us the rights. I saw it three times on Broadway because I thought it was so fun.
It's so much fun.
And it was Kelly Devine on Broadway,
oh yes.
too.
Oh, absolutely. It's the same creative team.
Choreography, I thought, was always very women forward, women it powerful.
It's
all
very
of the strip
sexy.
Stuff, I was just like, oh, they're doing that for themselves.
Yeah,
like, it was
honestly,
never anything more than that.
Yeah,
like,
and she was very conscious that when we kind of re-choreographed the scene where Sherry has to give a lap dance to who you just had on the show,
oh,
PJ,
yes.
to Stacey Jacks, we added some more, like, hits,
violence.
Some more violence, and there used to be some more suggestive things that we were like, we don't need that anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to, like, go full in, like, you know, I don't condone violence, but, like, we need to go full into, like, you know what, I'm taking back the power that you mm-hmm. stole from me. We were always meant to feel safe and to feel empowered, mm-hmm. and I think they did a really great job of adding, you know, for example, a line that I mentioned, little tiny lines in there that kind of go, like, we know what we're doing. Like, we know that this is a period piece, and we know that, like, this is not what we should be, you know, saying is the best of all circumstances. But I hope audiences are also coming and interpreting mm-hmm. it as such.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you wail a lot in this show.
Yeah, I
and
do.
You sing a lot.
I do.
Do you do to protect yourself? What are some of your tactics to make sure that you can go on 8 times a week
yeah.
and perform to the best of your ability?
Oh my gosh. I try to sleep as much as possible.
Sure.
I have been downing water, and I've actually been drinking have you ever heard of Essentia water?
Yes.
I'm yeah. I'm like obsessed
Me
with
too.
It. Like, I literally am having cases shipped to the theater from Amazon.
yeah.
Because
buying into the electrolytes.
Because the electrolytes, because like if I'm running to get a quick change and I literally have 2 seconds, I can take a gulp of water, and I want that gulp of water to be very, mm-hmm. very good and high in electrolytes and the pH. And so,
yeah.
so I'm just downing a bunch of water. But honestly, I cut out drinking, although today
cheers.
I...
Cheers!
Yeah.
Today I'm cheating!
Yeah. We don't drink
guys,
anymore.
I'm cheating on my regimen just for you guys.
Oh.
I'm kind of like cutting out drinking a lot, and...
Whiskey is good for your throat.
It's
yeah.
so good
totally.
For your throat.
Soothing.
I will say that we do have bars backstage, and
there
are those
I'm
shows
sure
where I'm
do.
Like, oh,
yeah.
I just can't, and I'm like, just a little shot of this, and oh, I feel better. But honestly, I mean, I have an amazing, Sally Wilford, I don't know if any of you guys know her. She's a voice teacher, but she's also an actress.
I was
going
to say she
yeah.
did, she's a Sondheim person.
Yeah.
She was in the revival of Assassins.
Can we,
yes.
can
oh,
we
wait.
Rewind for a second?
Yeah.
She's a Sondheim person.
Well, I just
made
know
me
she...
laugh.
No,
right. it's like in Waiting for Guffman, like those bastard people.
Oh, okay.
I imagine like
she's a Sondheim
person.
She's a
Sondheim
well,
person.
She's
done
like
oh, yeah,
multiple
she
concerts
is.
For him.
She's fantastic. But she
I think she
I've
did
been
a
working with
somewhere.
Her a little bit.
Yeah,
to,
totally.
Yeah.
No,
oh,
it's
yeah,
a positive
yeah.
thing.
Right.
I just heard it in Corky Romano's voice. Not Corky Romano. Well,
yeah.
Corky
Sinclair.
Corky Romano.
Guys, it's wait, Corky Romano is like SNL. Wait, that's
Chris Kattan.
Chris
Kattan! I think Corky Sinclair.
You guys want some cookies?
Corky Ogning. Oh my gosh, who I also love. You guys. Oh.
But yeah, like your,
oh my
your
gosh.
Resume, if you look at it, is not like wailing stuff.
No, which is why like my agents, when they came, they're like, oh, I didn't know you could do this. And I was like, yeah, I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
It's just, you know,
and
I'm kind of a unicorn. Like, this business is so crazy.
You
because
are a unicorn.
Thank you.
Yes.
No, I didn't mean that. Why am I praising myself? I'm like, you guys, I'm really good. No, that sounds horrible. But no, I just mean most actors in this business, we're like so multifaceted.
Yeah.
And the you know, when you do one thing, people are like, oh, you're really good at that. Cool, you're that thing. Great, moving on. Like,
mm-hmm.
what are you? Are you that thing too? And so you start to get like kind of pigeonholed. And if you do one thing a lot, you go down that road. Like, my first thing was doing Hairspray on Broadway. And I, like,
sure. and
I
you're
also...
you're not a can of Hairspray.
And I'm not, you guys.
You're not a big fish.
I'm not a Hairspray.
No.
I'm not a big fish, nor am I a folly.
No.
I'm not as...
listen, you're not a rock.
I'm not a boy.
I mean, you are
from
a rock
New Jersey.
For certain people.
For certain
right.
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a boy from New Jersey.
But anyways,
rock,
so
yes,
I wail in the show, and I'm trying to do it healthily and trying to sing it. I'm just, I don't know, I'm just trying to take care of myself and eat
yeah.
healthy and do all
you
the things.
You sounded fierce as hell. We saw
hell
thank
yeah.
you. You're
yeah,
so sweet.
I'm so
but
into it.
Honestly, like I
the audience was super into it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they were very drunk.
They,
but they
oh
were,
my
yeah.
gosh, they come ready to party.
Oh, big time.
Also, the other thing is like, because CJ Eldred, who plays opposite me,
sure.
who plays Drew, the two of us, this is kind of like the first time that we've done a rock musical and people were like, you've never done this before. What are you doing? But I think the cool thing is we both have sang classically. We're both like kind of like classic musical theater singers. And we've been training in that kind of type. And we have this part of our voice that we can use. But we've just, like, he was just doing West Side Story. And I've done Follies and, like, all these other things. And I think having, like, keeping up that training and, like, singing that classical stuff on top of doing this rock show has really, really helped. Like, we were doing these classes with David Loud for Broadway Classroom. I don't know if you know that musical director. He's a genius. He musical directed Ragtime, the original. He's a genius. Okay. Anyways, so we were singing, like, classical music all day, and then we'd go and sing the rock show at night, and my voice always felt better. It was like, oh, it's easier. Because it's like you kind of, it's like a muscle. You got to, like, stretch it every day and, like, keep that endurance up. So.
Yeah.
So are you the person on the Folly soundtrack who's like, I tried, Ben. I tried so hard.
And I walked my feet off of the Metropolitan Museum.
Yes, that is
you guys. When we recorded that album,
the production as well.
Wait, you did?
Yes.
Oh my gosh! When we recorded the cast album for Follies, Stephen Sondheim actually came. Well, he was there, obviously. He's really crazy.
For you Sondheim people.
For you Sondheim people. Stephen,
you're a Sondheim person.
Personally, I'm a Sondheim person. Are you a Sondheim person?
Your husband is a Sondheim person.
He also is a Sondheim person.
Yeah. Your husband's like an ultimate Sondheim person.
He is. We both got to record cast albums with Stephen Sondheim.
Was that the same year?
Wait, he did Sondheim and Sondheim in 2009, I think, and I did Follies 2011. So I met Stephen in his house in 2009.
like you do.
So you're an OG Sondheim.
So, like, I'm an OG. Yeah, and then, like, when I did Follies with him in 2011, I was like, yes, I've been to your house, Stephen. It's nice to see you again. I was going to say, those monologues and stuff and those lines that we recorded for the cast album, we actually got them the day of because they had completely stripped the book for the new version. They rewrote it a little bit. And he came in and he liked some of the original material better. So he literally had printed out stuff and he gave them to us that day. And so a lot of those are like cold readings, which is crazy. I know. And
like,
I was
just having like a typed out piece of paper that he wrote
that
to
he was
hand
like,
to you. Like,
oh my gosh, you're like, what
happening?
What
exactly? I also don't imagine him using a computer.
Right.
I imagine,
right?
You know,
it's like
a
yellow letter.
Yeah.
I know, with his.
Because we've all watched that documentary.
Yes,
and the books are incredible. Like, Finishing the Hat Books.
Yes, right.
You have both? All the lists of him just like rhyming things. Like, no, why don't you go to Rhyme Zone, bro?
Yeah. So that was really exciting to be like, oh gosh, and here we go, and we're rolling, and I'm saying this for the first time, but yeah, that was me. I tried so hard.
I want to go back to how your resume is all over the place.
Yeah,
because I want to take you to another place.
Yeah, take me to another place.
Tuesdays in the Corner with Kevin.
Yes.
I was waiting for you to say, so we've been to Sondheim's house. Here's...
Oh, that would have been good, too.
That would have been so good.
So, Kirsten, welcome to Kevin's Corner.
Thank you, Kevin.
Where I have three highly researched questions from Wikipedia for you. And today is the name game. So each question starts by someone who also has the same name as you.
Yes.
So we'll see how this goes.
Okay.
Question one. Your name is Kirsten.
It is.
Just like Kirsten Moore Towers, a Canadian pair skater who has skated since 2014 with Michael Mariano and won the 2019 National Canadian Championships.
I wish you all could see Kimberly's eyes
she
right now.
She got really excited.
Oh my gosh.
I just listened to Jonathan Van Ness's podcast all day about figure skating.
So this is so good for you right now.
Like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You're like, I know everything about this. Oh my gosh.
The Championships of the Small States of Europe, by the way, the CSSE, is a biennial competition in outdoor track and field organized by the Athletic Association of Small States of Europe, the AASE. First held in 2016, the competition is held in alternating years with the Games of the Small States of Europe. Europe, a Prophecy is a 1794 prophetic book by the British poet and illustrator William Blake. It is engraved on 18 plates and survives in just 9 known copies. Copyleft, distinguished from copyright, is the practice of offering people the right to freely distribute copies and modified versions of a work with the stipulation that the same rights be preserved in derivative works created later. So my question is, if you could magically make any food or drink taste exactly the same but have zero calories and no adverse health effects, which food or drink would you choose and why?
What?
I don't know.
I mean, in order to fit into my figure skating costumes, I need to lay off. My friends will tell you I am like a whipped cream connoisseur, and I'm obsessed with like shooting whipped cream straight from the can into my mouth.
Are you a Ready Whip girl?
No. Ready Whip is garbage. And you're a garbage person.
I feel personally. Someone who calls themselves a whipped cream girl is not going to eat Ready
How
Whip.
How dare you? No, Cabot whipped cream.
What do you do?
Yes. Cabot whipped cream. You can get it at Trader Joe's. It's cheap and cheerful. I mean, but in all fairness, it's like 5 calories when you shoot it in your mouth like I do. Yeah. So it's like not really that much.
Whipped cream's not that bad for you.
It's not that bad for you. But I do like to make it like, I do like to go get like organic heavy cream, like real good cream.
And like whip it yourself.
And like whip it myself with a little bit of honey. Yeah. Whip it good. Whip it real good. a little bit of honey, a little bit of vanilla, and it is just magnificent.
And you just eat it, or do you like put it on something?
Well,
a little bit of comedy.
I mean, I need like a carrier for the whipped cream in my mouth.
Right.
A strawberry
does like. Yeah, sure. Like, does a finger count? Because, yeah, like, or like a spoon.
Okay,
just so a carrier item, yes.
I love
it. A whisk, if you will.
You did good. So question two.
Okay, number two.
Your name is Kirsten.
It is.
Just like Kirsten Renee Storms, an American actress and voice actress, best known for her roles as Xenon Carr in the Xenon trilogy, Emily in Johnny Tsunami, and Bonnie Rockwaller in Kim Possible. Kim Possible, of course, is an American animated action comedy adventure television series created by Bob Shuley and Mark McCorkle for Disney Channel that revolves around eponymous high school student Kim Possible, a teenager tasked with fighting crime on a regular basis while coping with everyday issues commonly associated with adolescents, who is aided by her clumsy best friend and eventual love interest, Ron Stoppable, his naked pet mole rat named Rufus, and a 10-year-old computer genius named Wade.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wade's Causeway.
Did you watch it?
Oh, I watched it.
I did when I was.
I watched it in college.
No,
all the time.
But she hates cartoons.
Oh, you don't like cartoons.
You
That's
don't
great.
Like cartoons?
I don't.
She doesn't
I
like cartoons.
It in.
She calls them that thing with the drawings.
Oh my gosh! You sound like a 9-year-old woman in a corner. Those things with the drawings these days.
I adapted that from a television show.
That's amazing.
No, I watched Kim Possible in high school when it came out, and because it was like that and Brace Face.
Yep.
I used to watch.
I watched it in college. I'm not ashamed.
And then Brace Face. It was Alicia Silverstone's cartoon.
Oh my gosh.
Brace Face.
And then I was. That was
like the theme song. It was like, Brace Face.
Honestly, the opening of this door makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
I was Kim Possible for Halloween.
As you should, because she's a redhead.
Right. And they have the same first name.
Yeah. Oh, and you have the same name, right? Thank you.
And
Wade's Causeway is a Sinuous linear monument up to 6,000 years old in the North York Moors National Park in North Yorkshire, England. So my question is,
yes,
if you had to cast an imaginary musical adaptation of the movie The Matrix, who would you cast in these pivotal roles? First, have you seen this movie?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But it's been so long.
So
red pill, blue pill.
Right.
Yeah. Who's the red pill? Who's the blue pill?
Okay.
So who's playing? Who's
playing
Neo?
The red pill?
Who's Neo?
Keanu Neo Reeves. Is Keanu Reeves.
Yes. Who plays that in the Broadway musical?
Oh my gosh! I would say Reeve Carvey, who's in Hadestown right now.
Oh,
right? Like hair.
Yes.
Like just like that. He's got that Keanu hair and that. Like,
who plays
swagger.
Morpheus? Who is Lawrence Fishburne?
Quentin Earl Darrington. Q.
Yes.
I should be casting director. Keep going. No,
yep.
I'm just kidding.
Who's Trinity? Who is Carrie Ann Moss? The like female love interest character.
Gina Gershon, maybe?
Oh.
No.
Yeah,
she,
I
like,
would go with that.
She's like done like Broadway stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Boeing, right?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And,
was it? She's
Gershon. Did I say her name
Gershon.
Right?
Gershon.
As someone whose name is always said wrong, I should say her name right. Gershon.
Because it'd be like
Agent Smith.
Scott.
Hugo Weaving. He's like the bad guy character.
Bad guy would be...
Who's scary?
Michael Cerveris.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Friend of the show.
Absolutely.
Great.
And then who would play the Oracle?
And the Oracle is Jen Klawa.
There you go. That's all
back.
You need.
I'm just,
great.
Just because she's the Oracle.
She
of, like,
should be in anything.
Of
she
your
should
life.
Be like of everything. She gives the best hugs. Like, have you ever been hugged?
Really?
Like, literally, you're like, just envelops you, and you're like, everything's going to be fine.
All right, question three.
Okay.
Your name is still Kirsten, just like Kirsten Agresta Copley, an American harpist based in New York City and Nashville, Tennessee, who is the bronze medal winner in the 1989 U.S. International Harp Competition.
I'm sorry, that's a thing?
And is now
harp.
And she is now the adjunct associate professor of harp at Vanderbilt University.
Yes.
University Drive is a major east-west thoroughfare in Huntsville, Alabama, following U.S. Route 72 into the city from the west. The highway carries an average approximately 56,000 vehicles a day at 45 miles per hour. The hour record is the record for the longest distance cycled in 1 hour on a bicycle from a stationary start. Cyclists attempt this record alone on a track without other competitors present. It is considered perhaps the most prestigious record in all of cycling. Over history, various cyclists ranging from unknown amateurs to well-known professionals have held the record, adding to its prestige and allure. There is now one unified record for upright bicycle meeting the requirements of the Union Cycliste Internationale, the UCI. Our record attempts for UCI bikes are made in a velodrome, which is just an inside track for riding bikes. And the current record holder is Victor Campenartes, a 27-year-old from Belgium, who biked 55.89 kilometers in 1 hour. 34 miles.
34 miles?
In 1 hour.
That's insane.
That's ridiculous. So my question
insane. Okay.
If you had to watch an hour of the same TV show every day of your life, what show would you pick and why?
Okay. I've been talking about this show so much recently. Oh gosh, it's a toss-up between either Arrested Development or Happy Endings, and I'm gonna go with Happy Endings.
I love Happy Endings.
I'm gonna go with Happy Endings because literally, I feel like everything I quote is from that show. It is the greatest ensemble cast.
I love it so
much. Where can you watch it? Is it on TV?
It used to be on Hulu.
It's on Hulu. No, it's still on Hulu because I watch it every night before I go to bed. The greatest.
I need to get Jay to watch it.
Stake me home tonight.
Stake me home tonight.
And that's been so Kevin's Corner. Good job.
Yeah.
Yay.
That was so funny.
I love that show.
Let's play another game.
Let's.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
I have a game called Rocks of the Middle Ages.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes. You have a pouch.
I have a pouch. This is my scenery bag from Oklahoma.
Great.
Do you know scenery bags?
No.
They recycle old drops and they make little purses out of them. So this is from the Oklahoma tour from 2000.
The Susan Stroman one with like huge. Yeah. Oh my God.
So it's the one that I saw, which is why I bought it, because I love it.
I love that so much.
Anyway, inside are our Lights of Broadway show cards.
I'm just massaging this in case for you viewers out there, I mean radio listeners. I feel like I'm one with the show right now. Okay, keep going.
So,
Lights of Broadway, wait!
So there are Lights of Broadway show cards.
Yes.
Inside of my scenery bag, this is your casting pool, should you need it throughout the game.
Okay.
You can cast from the bag
so
as much as you need.
Awesome. Great.
Basically what I have is I have prominent women from the Middle Ages.
Okay.
And you are going to create a musical around that woman.
Great.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to pick one. I have like a one sentence biography on that person because that's all I could find.
Great.
Cool.
Great.
And then you can cast whoever you need and pick a few rock songs or one singular rock group.
Perfect.
To tell their story to the masses.
Love it.
Let's do it.
Yes. Brian, do you want to start?
Sure.
And then I can read you a little bit about
her. I have Brunhilde.
Perfect.
That's saucy minx.
Yeah.
Brunhilde. Queen Brunhilde of Austrasia from...
Austrasia?
Yes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
She was queen from 543 to 613.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Brunhilde, also called Brunhilde...
That's one of those. My name is Brunhilde, but you can call me Brunhilde.
That was amazing. One has an E, so like Brunhilde versus Brunhilde.
Brunhilde.
Okay.
Hilde.
She was a Frankish queen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She was born. She was born.
I don't know why that was so.
She was born in Toledo. Oh, sorry. That's when she was born. She was born in Toledo, Spain, in about 543.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In 567, she became queen of Austrasia, a kingdom in northwestern Europe. She was a powerful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She
okay.
Was.
There you go.
That's all you got.
Great.
Oh my gosh.
So she. Was queen.
She was
a Frankish queen, so like Frenchish.
She's a powerful queen.
Right?
Powerful queen.
So like Neil Patrick Harris.
That, it meant that she was Frank. She was very much like, she was Frank with her like talking
Frankish
to her.
Oh, Frankish was capitalized. So that's why I thought.
No, I think you're right.
Sort of.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Frank.
Well, right. Frankish Frank. Means that you're like, isn't Frank, what nationality is that?
French.
I don't know.
Although Brunhilde, I feel like, is German, so.
I know, right?
Oh, wait, Austrasia. Okay.
And the musical about her life is called?
Frankly, Broomhilda.
Yeah.
And
that's so good.
Isabella McCalla is playing her.
Okay.
Oh, into okay. it.
So it's Frank Wildhorn is writing it.
Of course
we're
he
sticking,
is.
We're sticking with the Franks.
All the Franks.
Yeah.
She was like 17 when she became.
Let me be
Queen,
Frank.
So.
Yeah.
Seven. So that makes sense then.
Oh my gosh.
Chuck Cooper plays her advisor.
Okay.
And it's about her. I don't want this to be like a full beginning to end, like biomusical.
Yeah.
I want this to be about a very specific point in her life.
Okay.
And I want it to be about her choosing between the love of her life and the people that she needs
is
to.
Is Chuck Cooper the love of her life?
No, he's her advisor.
She could fall in
love
with
her. So this is very like The Crown.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. So it's more about what are her priorities. Are her priorities the duty of the job?
Duty.
Or are her... Yeah. And there's a song called... Act One ends with a song called Duties. And then...
Classic Brian musical.
Classic.
And Chuck Cooper helps her decide between the people and her love.
What
her
does
duty.
She choose?
And her love, her duty... Her duty or the people, and her love is obviously played by Michael Bennett choreographs it.
Yeah, it does.
Not a rare card. And her love is obviously played by Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Yes!
Perfect.
And perfect.
What band wrote or what rock songs are being used?
For Frankly Brunhilde.
Oh, well,
rocks
Frank,
of the Middle Ages.
Frank Wilder is writing all new rock songs.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I can't wait to hear Linda Eder do the cover of them.
I know,
before
I can't
come
wait
out.
To hear, like, the concept album that Linda Eder. Guys, I love
Rachel Chastain.
Where she has, like,
19 it.
Songs for some reason,
I know.
Regardless of the size of her character.
You're like, don't you play the maid?
Yeah.
Like, the maid's so important in the story about Frankly Brunhilde. Yeah.
She literally had more songs than Jekyll and Jekyll and Hyde for the concept version.
So essentially,
Lucy the musical.
Yeah, right.
And in the end, I think she finds the balance.
Yeah.
I think we're making such a big deal over which one she's going to choose. She's like, wait, I can do both.
Yeah. Women can have it all.
Yeah.
And she does, frankly.
And Chafkin directs
it. Frankly, Brunhilde.
Yeah.
Frankly, and at the and, she, and her close, the thematic song throughout is called Frankly Brunhilde, and she realizes that. You know, it's like, frankly, Broomhilda, what
yes,
will you
I
do in this? You know,
and
it changes throughout. So, like, at first, frankly, hey. Broomhilda.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the sad one.
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, my gosh.
Broomhilda.
Then she sings it herself at the in the second act. Like, her
totally.
11 o'clock number is, like,
is like frankly,
Broomhilda.
And she chooses, like, I can do a I can balance this.
There's
like
a lot of breathy, like, speaking, singing.
I can
singing.
Balance
yes.
this.
So much breathy.
Frankly, Broomhilda, what will you do today?
It's really blunt.
Yeah.
I imagine it being very, like, Once Upon a Mattress. I don't know
yes.
why.
I see it all.
Yeah, that's it.
It's coming to Broadway 2021.
Yeah. I have Ende.
Ende?
Ende?
Ende.
E-N-D-E. You tell us how to pronounce that, dear listener.
Yeah. Yeah.
Endy.
Endy.
Yeah.
Endy. In the middle... Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Middle Ages, books were beautifully decorated. This art was called illumination.
Uh-huh.
Endy was a famous illuminator.
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 This is making me think of, like, have you seen the movie The Secret of the Kells?
Yes.
No.
Oh, it's about, like, that kind of stuff and, like, the monks that used to draw in the books and they would take, like, a year and a half to do a page. Like, it's... So we're just going to say that it's Enya's music.
Oh,
so it's Ende written
it
by
is.
Enya.
Ende, Enya.
And it's Idina
yes.
Menzel is starring.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay.
And the whole thing is about... So the actual stage, the set, is, like, a giant page of a book. And so, like, it's, but it's, like, her
like
life is being
revival?
Written on, yeah.
Yes.
So her life is being written on the page, so as scenes and songs happen, like, part of the page is illuminated with what she drew of
oh my
it.
Gosh, you should have the artist that worked on An American in Paris come draw your drawings, because she...
Let's hook this
she,
up.
Let's hook this up.
Yes.
Because she did all
this
of
is a real musical
illustrations,
now.
And they are the most beautiful things.
And she has all these memories of her mother who inspired her, so there's,
yeah.
like, archival footage that they somehow work in of Barbara Cook singing as like her inspiration for some
she's
of these moments.
She's a Sondheim person.
Yeah, she's a Sondheim person.
Thing thought I needed a callback.
And her boyfriend, or like the male love interest, is Josh Grizzetti.
Okay.
So the whole show is about her just realizing that like how, like, you can sum up your entire life on one giant page, but it's, like, actually a summation of all the things you experienced and lived, which is why it's, like, all about how beautiful, like, the artwork is. So she's like, this whole song about how, like, words are just words, but, like, pictures are forever. Oh. And it's, like, all about, like, the things you see and what you remember.
Lovely.
And that's Enda's musical.
I think I'm going to come and cry at this show.
Yes! Really excited it's about definitely it. A crying show. Yeah. And it's called, what is it called? It's,
The End? Yeah.
The Beauty Between the Words.
You're like a poet.
Bam. Right? The ages of the stages.
Oh, the question you have.
Ages of the stages.
I am
ages
Hildegard.
Great.
Hildegard. What?
Hildegard.
Yes.
Was a theologian and writer. She also wrote about natural history and the medicinal use of plants. She also wrote music and a play.
And a play?
Oh.
Just one. Ooh, this is good. Okay. Hildegard is played by the one and only Donna Murphy.
Oh, yes, she is.
Of course.
I'm singing. You don't have to play that.
Okay. And end of story. Next.
She's so incredible.
She's a Sondheim person.
Yes, she is.
What kind of music?
Her performance of Leave You. Or Could I Leave You?
Yes, Leave You. Yes.
Like in
yes.
the Sondheim birthday the concert. When yes. she's the yes. red dress divas. Yes. Oh my God, she's so good.
So she gardens. They have like a gardening group.
Yeah, yeah.
As you right. do. Of right. like, you know, ladies who have like, you know, fallen Rich. In and out of love with like men yeah. and have decided that like their friends are their true loves of their lives.
Right.
And, those so, like, will be played by, like, Sally Field and Faith Prince.
Oh, yes.
They like to call themselves the gardening divas.
Yes.
Like, quotes.
What a cast.
I know. Chris Sieber is the one who overlooks the garden. He's, like, Gardener Harry. And he, okay. like, makes sure that, like, the garden grows and, like, fertilizes and everything. Because
he makes
the
sure
women,
it's wick, you know.
Yeah, because if the thing is wick, it has a light about it. So, like, because the women like to go there and, like, drink wine and just, like, chat and be like, blah. Yeah. And, like, he's, like, actually, like, doing the work. But that's, like, where the, there is the rub. So, the music is written by Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
So a lot of like female power ballads.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
All of them are in cat suits, right? Like the like those like
yes.
leopard suits that
yes.
she used to wear all the
they
time.
They actually have the original costumes from Cats. They've just shaved them.
They're shorn.
They're just shorn for the summer months.
I love it.
And this is called, it's called How Does Your Garden Grow?
Great.
Perfect.
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh so
gosh.
I have Jean de Clisson.
Okay.
Oh, of course.
Who famously.
Love his wine.
Was a French woman pirate.
Oh.
Bringing it back to me being from Pittsburgh and the
yes.
pirates.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
But she wasn't the pirate queen.
Wait.
She was not the pirate queen.
I was like, is Stephanie Block going to play her?
I mean, why not?
I mean, duh.
So, Jean de Clisson is not in this fiction.
Okay.
Unlike the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Fair.
Okay.
In which she needs to pass on the mantle
oh.
to a new pirate.
Okay.
Okay.
Love
and
it.
And so the original Jean de Clisson is Christine Ebersole.
Great.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. And
yep.
she, you know, is just getting a little worse for the wear. Her knees are going.
Mm-hmm.
She can't stand the sea as long as she used to.
Sure.
And so she needs to pass her title on to Cara Lindsay.
Okay.
Oh.
And she needs to teach sweet, sweet Cara Lindsay how to be a pirate.
There
are a lot of montage moments.
You guys, this is my best friend, by the way.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, Christine Ebersole is going to teach her how to be a pirate.
Yeah.
Right, right.
There's going to be a lot of montage
she's
moments.
She's going to be a really good pirate.
Yeah.
I believe
she's going to have a really good pirate.
There's going to be a makeover moment. There's going to be, like, where she has to, like, get really mean to one of the guys on the ship and she like can't quite do it and
sure,
then by
sure.
the end of the show she can and she
I
is a
this.
Fierce
yes.
woman warrior.
Cool.
It is directed by Rebecca Teichman.
Ooh.
From Indecent. And the
so
music
cute.
Is Cyndi Lauper.
Great. Oh yeah.
This
because
is awesome.
Obviously
Actually,
pirates
the pirates
boots
in the middle of
Oh, yeah,
night.
She totally got this.
I would.
Yeah.
I'm actually.
Yeah,
which,
I know,
what's
like,
it called? Because I want to see this.
Ooh, it is just called Genie Was a Pirate.
Genie Was a Pirate. I like that title.
Or just Pirate Boots.
Pirate Boots?
Oh.
Pirate Boots.
Kinky Pirates.
Kinky Pirates Boots.
Pirate. Well, that brings us to the end of our episode.
It does.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us. This was
you.
So fun. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yep.
Remember, you can follow her Go to Instagram, KB Scotty.
Yeah.
You can also go see New World Stages, Ages at the Stages.
yep.
You can see Rock of Ages at New World Stages until January 12th now.
Yes.
So go see that, Rock of Ages. We had a great time.
Oh my gosh.
Doing incredible work.
Oh my
Nothing
God,
but
so
a good
fun.
Time.
You can follow us at Broadwasted. You can find us on Facebook as well.
Yep.
You can also join our Patreon. That is starts at $5 and you get episode extra episodes and fun
yeah.
stuff there.
Totes.
And then you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, all that. Write and review us.
Five stars, please.
Thank you.
We end every episode with a quote.
We do.
And today's quote is Sherry, baby. Sherry, baby. Sherry, can you come out tonight?
Which is from Jersey Boys.
Yes.
Jersey Boys.
Yeah. But there's going to be a West Side
Real
Story.
Right. You know, the West Side Story version.
Yeah, look for that video coming out, hopefully, in the next couple
Follow
months.
New World Stages on Instagram because their tote's going
to
do it.
Right. Yes. We have to.
But again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
Go
you.
See Rock of Ages. And yes. as we end every episode, we raise a glass.
Yes.
And we say,
Zootiwop-bump. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yes.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.